Pseudo-law and a sovereign citizen movement is a growing trend impacting our courts. While it can seem odd, but not cause for alarm, it's far from that. Madeline Perrott, a PhD candidate in law at the University of Adelaide, joins us to talk about what is pseudo-law and the real impacts it has on our community. Maddie, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Hi, Cameron. Thank you for having me. I'm well.
So what exactly is pseudo-law? How do people with this belief system describe themselves and the Australian legal system?
A great question. I think it's first really important to realise that the term pseudo-law is quite broad and quite a fluid term to encompass quite a lot of movements, including the sovereign citizen movement. Pseudo-law basically refers to arguments that look like law and sound like law, but they are not legally valid at all. So it might include things like referring to historical documents like the Magna Carta to argue things like taxes don't apply to me as an individual. And I think the people who are making these arguments would basically say that we are not subject to the laws of Australia or, in fact, the state that we live in, as an overview for that.
And so what is driving the rise in these beliefs? Is there a particular movement or social shift behind the trend?
Yes, it's another great question. I think the arguments and the beliefs themselves have been simmering for decades on the fringe. And then we had the pandemic, we had COVID-19, and that was a huge turning point in Australia and around the world. That's because lockdowns and mandates fueled distrust in government. And these types of beliefs are based very much in anti-government conspiracy theories. So telling people that they had to, you know, not move from their states or stay at home just fueled that distrust. I think another big growing place for pseudo-law is social media. That has made it really easy for pseudo-legal ideas to spread. So people will share things like videos and templates on TikTok or YouTube showing you how you can use this legal hack to help you avoid a fine or a tax, which sounds really great, right? But they don't work. So you're left actually in a worse position than when you started.
And what are some recent, perhaps high-profile examples of this pseudo-law trend that we might be familiar with or have come across in the news, perhaps?
Yeah, I think the most recent one that is quite high-profile would be former Australian football player Warren Treadray, who recently told our federal court that he could not pay his legal costs to his former employer, which I believe was Channel 9, because he did not believe in Australian legal tender. We've also had politicians, including Rod Colton, who is a former One Nation senator, say that his bankruptcy is not legally binding, and therefore he should be able to run in the federal election.
Right, and it seems their claims are completely unfounded. But what are they basing these claims off?
Yes, completely right. They are completely unfounded. They are basing these claims on quite a broad spectrum of arguments. I think one of the most common is that the government does not have any authority over what they would call a natural person. So that's where someone may write their legal name in capital letters. And by doing that, you are creating a separate legal entity, which therefore is not subject to any authority. Now, of course, that has no legal basis whatsoever. Everybody is subject to Australian law, whether you write your name in capitals or otherwise. But these are the types of arguments they're using, and they rely on really weird interpretations, misinterpretations of, you know, historical documents like the Magna Carta, or weird and wonderful interpretations of our constitution. But they're just, as you said, completely unfounded in law.
And so you might be tempted to simply roll your eyes at some of these claims and these people who try and use them to benefit themselves and get around certain laws, but why are they a problem and what ends up being the effect on our whole community?
Yeah, and I think that's really right to point that out. I think, you know, simply dismissing these as either fringe or something that can be quite, you know, eccentric is wrong. These arguments are dangerous, first for the people who are having to deal with these, so our judges and our police officers, because we've had evidence of threats being made, including death threats. In South Australia, one judicial officer actually had to move house because of the threat she was receiving from sovereign citizens. It also is dangerous to the followers themselves. They end up losing a lot more than the arguments they're making. For instance, you could have a very small traffic fine, and if you're fighting that in court, you can end up with a massive legal bill. Or we've also had evidence of people being imprisoned because they've refused to follow court orders. And I think it also spreads, you know, it has ripple effects, that go out to the broader community, in that it's, you know, having bad effects on the trust in our public institutions and our government, which is a dangerous ideology.
So I have one more question for you, Maddie, before we wrap it up. But so if I'm in a court case or even a relatively small dispute like a neighbourhood fence claim and the other party starts using what sounds like pseudo-law, what should I do?
A really, really good question. I think the most important thing to do would be to seek legal advice, because these arguments do not work in court and they can make both your situation worse because you're having to, you know, argue against these claims, which can lead to far more time in court. So I think the best thing is to get legal advice and have a lawyer, you know, tell the judge or the presiding officer about what these types of arguments are and how they are just completely unfounded.
Fantastic. Maddie, thank you so much for joining me this morning to chat about pseudo-law and sovereign citizens and what we can do to avoid having to deal with the issues too much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Cameron. No Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you very much. That was Madeleine Perrett, PhD candidate in law at the University of Adelaide, discussing the trend of people stating that Australian laws don't apply to them and the impact that has on us all.